You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Early this morning, a U.S. military commander in Iraq, David Petraeus, formally handed over the reins to Lieutenant General Roy Odinero. Petraeus leaves the job being given credit with overseeing significant improvements in security across the country. But the incoming U.S. commander is warning that violence could easily escalate again. For more, we go now to the BBC's Rob Watson, who is a defense correspondent. Welcome, Rob.
Good to be with you.
So what kind of situation does Odierno take on?
Well, he takes on a situation that has dramatically improved from 18 months or so ago when General Petraeus first took command. What do we mean by that? Well, you've got a truly dramatic fall in violence. You've got some political progress, but of course, still a lot of work to do. And I think that's what General Odierno was hinting at when he took over command.
There was certainly an effort to downplay expectations.
I think so. But I think there's also, while we're about it, I think we shouldn't understate what's already been achieved. And I think, really, General Petraeus did two things. In the first place, he persuaded a reluctant Pentagon, and more broadly, a reluctant Washington, to kind of stick with it in Iraq and to send more troops, because there were plenty of people at the Pentagon who are no doubt these days very jealous of him as a successful general, who were saying, you know, Iraq is going to break the U.S. military. We need to bring troops home. So he had success in Washington. And I think the other thing, and this is perhaps even more important, is that he understood that you're not going to win the insurgency by killing everybody. Indeed, as he once said, you don't kill or capture your way out of an industrial strength insurgency. Instead, he recognized that you had to address the political motivations of the Sunnis who were essentially leading the insurgency. So he's now brought them largely onside the United States, and they've joined America in fighting against al-Qaeda. So a lot has been achieved, but quite a lot still to do.
Well, let's talk about Odierno. What is his style? What is his style like? And do you think that he, from what you understand, is up to the task?
Well, he's the kind of man that you're certainly not going to miss in a crowd. He's 6'5" tall, and he's got a shaved head, so you're not going to miss him. I'd say that he's fantastically experienced when it comes to Iraq. This, after all, will be something like his third term there, so he thinks of it as a second home. He's also been part of Petraeus' team. He was his deputy, and he was also part of that team that tried to sell the idea of the surge to the Pentagon and to a wider Washington. So I don't think you may see some differences in style, but I don't think you're going to see any dramatic change in policy now that we've had a change in command.
Well, certainly General Casey, when he was there, his whole idea was to, what did Rumsfeld used to say, put the hand on the back of the bicycle for the Iraqis and help them to drive, you know, these sort of euphemisms for the Iraqis taking over.
Sure.
What's the strategy of Odierno and Petraeus in getting the Iraqis to take a bigger role in the security?
Well, you're quite right in highlighting that difference. You know, essentially, the U.S. policy in Iraq before General Petraeus was to say, you know, it's all about training the Iraqis so they can do the job. Now, what General Petraeus realized was that by the time that had happened, there might not be an Iraq for them to defend. You know, the place was on the brink of total collapse, near all-out civil war. He realized that the Americans had to actually be more involved by getting out into the neighborhoods, getting the troops out of U.S. bases, stopping what was known as the commute to war that American soldiers were doing, and perhaps more importantly, or as importantly, this idea of reaching out to the people that were behind the insurgency, the Sunnis, who felt that there was no place for them in a new Iraq. Now, I think you're going to see a continuation, really. What do I mean by that? Well, you're going to see that the Americans will still have a very hands-on approach, trying to coax the Iraqis out of their sectarianism. And also, of course, they will still be on the ground. But of course, yes, this training mission of the Iraqis will continue.
Well, quickly, how's the Anbar province handover going? That's an early sign that maybe what they're doing is working.
Well, it seems to be going remarkably well, and indeed the focus has now shifted to nearby Diyala province just north of Iraq, because part of the success of the American and Iraqi forces has been to sort of force al-Qaeda into places where they're not, so that the battle has now moved to Diyala. But again, all of this, briefly, is about getting the Sunnis back involved in Iraq's political and security structures, and perhaps for the longer term, trying to somehow, because this still hasn't been done, to get the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites to agree on a long-time unifying vision for their country.
And Rob, General Petraeus is not going away. I mean, his next assignment will be as commander of U.S. Central Command with broader responsibilities overseeing all of the troops in the Middle East. So he'll still be involved.
Absolutely. He's still, if you like, in the hottest of hot seats. General Odierno will still report to General Petraeus as far as Iraq is concerned. But I think more interestingly, perhaps, he now has the Afghan baby to hold. So I guess we'll see some changes there, some reinforcements, some strengthening. So he's far from out of the action.
Rob Watson, the BBC's defense correspondent, coming to us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love that, holding the Afghan baby.
Holding the Afghan baby. It's certainly a huge responsibility.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.